Hey! Hey, it's Roberta. Hey! I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's got the more New York thing.
Stallone, I know it. Rich McFadden is here. Chef Louis DeAngelis also to spend the hour with us talking about cooking and food and things that are fun. It's a Valentine's weekend, so we certainly have to spend our time, or at least some of our time, devoted to what you're going to make special Valentine's Day dinners. Louis got some good ideas there. Plus, must-have appliances around the kitchen. Before we get to that, though, Louis, I want to, because I know you'll share my outrage on this. This has been something we've been talking about, and you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show to connect to several links, I think, Richie, that we have there to get people energized, to want to comment. The USDA has a comment box. They're not expecting you to comment, though, because they don't really want you to comment. But we want comments on the move from justlabelit.org, justlabelit.org, who have brought to our attention the fact that Monsanto wants to use Agent Orange. Remember that from the Vietnam era?
Yeah.
Louis, they want to now spray fields. Monsanto has developed these corn seeds that are now resistant. So if you spray Roundup, they call the seeds Roundup Ready, which means if you spray the fields with Roundup and get rid of the weeds, it won't affect the corn seed. But the weeds now have found a way around. There's a new super weed that has come about as a result of all of this meddling and fiddling with genetics. So now Monsanto wants to use Agent Orange to kill the weeds that are resistant to Roundup. So you can imagine, as people, this is going to get covered well in the mainstream media because there's too many dollars associated with Monsanto to have this, you know, really be fairly covered and treated, shall we say. So I'm just telling people who are listening, and I've done it a couple of times already in different venues this morning. Louis, you actually have a farm, and you know what's going on in Central Florida with this sort of thing. Anybody who eats any food that's connected to corn, and that's every human being, has something in his diet that's connected to corn.
Right.
So if you're getting any corn, unless you're getting stuff from somebody like me who buys my corn seeds, I buy 40 bags of corn seed from a little guy in Tutopolis, Illinois, who has been growing corn seeds five, six generations in his family on the same land. So he the corn is 100%. It's not even a hybrid. It's just a straight corn, period, nothing else. And so that's what I use for my cattle. But a lot of these people, you know, there is not only the damage that it does to the food supply, but there is cancer, liver, Parkinson's, all kinds of things, all diseases, lots of diseases that are connected to this Agent Orange. How many people do you know that were in Vietnam that have Parkinson's disease?
Well, it's pretty undisputed fact.
Yeah. All right. So, Louis, you hear that. Is this the first time you're hearing this story?
No. As a matter of fact, the guys around here are up in arms over it. Most of the corn that we have in Central Florida where I'm at, they're all self-sustaining corn farms.
Right.
And these are seeds that have been, this is the corn that was grown 100 years ago.
Right.
Silver Queen.
They're not buying the Monsanto line. You have to buy your corn from us.
No, everything here is self-sustaining. You know, yep. A real farm is, as you know, Doug.
Yep.
And
yep.
The other problem, not just the money with Monsanto, but the gentleman that was the head lobbyist for Monsanto, was a big high up, is now in the USDA.
Right.
It's Monsanto Mike.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Everything that he does, I mean, is gonna fare well for Monsanto.
Well, this is the sickness that is infesting our government, because these guys from all these big companies, no matter what whether it's oil, whether it's the banks, whether it's the food chain, whether it's the drug companies, these guys all go into, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, they get themselves into the administrations of these, you know, get to Washington, and they influence the laws, they influence the rulings, they influence all of the things. They go out of the company, they go to Washington 4 years, get everything they want, and then they go back to work for the company that they worked for before. It's an unbelievable scam.
I saw a chart that talked about all of the people from Tyson Chicken, Monsanto, all these just
the
mega
USDA.
Monster,
yeah.
All working at the USDA, high-level positions at the USDA.
Yeah. No, and there's so much to be said about that corn seed, too, because they're just starting to do some studies at University of Florida on it, that all you have to do is alter it a tad by putting in, it's a toxic chemical into the gene that makes this resistant to weeds. But you're digesting it. It's going into your system. And there's no reason in the world, just like chickens that are full of hormones. You know, all of ours are just all free-range chickens around here. Nobody buys them at the grocery. And one of the reasons why is because you're going to get full of the same hormones that are in that chicken or in that beef. And it does propagate into your body. It just does. There's no way around it.
Well,
you are what you eat.
And all of these, this ought to be the number one question outside the economy, and this affects the economy. This ought to be the number one question being asked of all these phonies who are running for the presidency, no matter which side they're on, the Democrats or Republicans. What are you going to do about corporate influence in your government? How are you going to keep corporate influence out of your government and actually really serve the people in the country? That's the question that needs to be asked, and it ought to be framed around this discussion of using Agent Orange to treat corn and other things. They'll try to use it on beans as well.
I just can't imagine somebody sitting there in a public forum trying to legitimately say, hey, we should use this stuff.
Yeah.
It's safe. No problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
People aren't going to be eating it. Let's just spray the crops with Agent Orange.
Right. What they don't understand about the food chain, if in fact that's their approach, and they'll try to convince you, everything you put into the soil affects it, gets into the roots of the food that's being grown, the plant, and into the roots, it gets into the plant itself and into the flower, whether it's a tomato flower or whether it's the corn flower or whether it's the potato, whatever it is, it's going to grow. It's in the soil. It's going to get into what you're growing. Hello?
It will eventually get into our bodies.
Yeah, of course it gets into our bodies, and it kills us. And then, well, before it kills us, the same guys that are on the board of directors of all these companies are on the board of directors of the drug companies, so they'll try to sell you some drug to fix what they've created in the first place with their food.
You know,
there
you
go.
It's the typical case in our government, and I don't mean to speak out of turn here, but it's always the fox watching the hen house.
Yeah. What are we going to wake up to?
The head of our jobs commission is somebody that left all the jobs go to China, i.e. General, the guy from General Electric.
Yeah.
You got Monsanto, Mike. You got the people on Wall Street. It's always the fox watching the hen house. You know, we have the best politicians money can buy, and that's all there is to it.
All right, so there's Louis' take on something that ought to be the number one issue of the day as far as I'm concerned, and as you think it through, what's more important than the feed that is given to the cattle or the food that you give to your children? Where does it come from? Do you know? Is it being sprayed by this kind of herbicide? Oy, oy, oy. Grow the food in your garden. Get a little something if you live in an apartment building, so you can get some space on the roof and grow some of your own food up there. Here's a way to deal with a problem that many people have these days in terms of what you've eaten, and have you eaten too much of the wrong stuff so you have high cholesterol now, because it is a serious problem. It's a serious condition. It can lead you to a heart attack. You've had a heart attack, Louis.
Yep.
You've had heart disease. You know the story here. Reducing cholesterol levels, reducing the triglyceride levels, that ought to be your number one job, lowering the bad fats in your blood. And the way to do that is with a product come from Italy originally called Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work together to cut your high cholesterol, to cut your triglycerides. It's safe. I don't know if it makes a difference that it's FDA approved, but it's important to some people. I just know that it works. So I'm trying it, and I'd like you to try it as well, free. You heard me right. A free 30-day supply of this excellent, excellent product gets excellent results. Users say that it, in just 30 days, does affect the level of your bad cholesterol, gets it down. Triglycerides gets them down. So you need to try it, and you need to do it free. You pay a little shipping and handling, that's all. You'll go online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net, and use the discount code KEN. When you order online, cardiol.net, or you can call them. It's easier for you to call toll-free, 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Call now. Do not let high cholesterol risk your future.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Our queen of sheep, Roberta Fasanelli, has an update on one of the great things that's listed to help you out saving money at the Queen of Cheap spot at DougStephan.com.
Oh, yeah, Doug. It's called Vitacost.com. It's a website. And right now, if you sign up, they're giving you $10 for signing up. And you can spend that $10 on any of the things that they have on Vitacost.com. And, boy, do they have a lot of stuff there. They've got stuff like health and beauty products, vitamin supplements, better household essentials, natural and organic foods. And the good thing is you can get all this stuff at up to 50% off. So they give you $10, and you get all this stuff really cheap to begin with. Plus, if you order $49 or more, the order gets shipped to your door for free. Vitacost.com, part of their Mominomics program, Mom and Economics. Goes together at Vitacost.com.
And who knows better about cheap stuff than the Queen of Cheap?
That I do!
She's Roberta Fasanelli.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond tangy tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex dietary supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Jonathan Hahn, a self-made millionaire, was quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was mad.
On Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
That's how we get started with our birthday list for this Friday, the 10th of February. Robert Wagner, known as RJ to many people. What TV show is he on now? Is he in Two and a Half Men? He's on one of the sitcoms, seems to me.
I can't remember. Let me look it up real quick.
Find out while we're talking about him. Heart to Heart.
Is that case still reopened in Los Angeles?
With his ex-wife? I think that went away quietly.
It did?
Yeah, one of those things. One of those influence things. He was in Towering Inferno, The Titanic, Takes a Thief, Pink Panther movies. He was in Midway, lots and lots and lots of movies. He was the equivalent. He was the darling of the women when Elizabeth Taylor was the darling for the men. They came up in the same era, and they were very good friends. They were in a number of movies together. Born in the state, 1930, so he's 82 today. Happy birthday to him. Don Wilson, who was the guy named Richie? One of the two guitarists in the Ventures.
Yeah.
Born in the state, 1937. Walk, Don't Run, one of their big hits. Perfidia, another great hit. But the one that people know them best for is the original theme from Hawaii Five-0.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, if you got that, Richie, that'd be a neat way to celebrate this guy's birthday. Born in the state, 1937. When I think of Don Wilson, I think of the announcer who's on The Breakfast Club. But no relationship. I don't think there is. I think that Don Wilson was older than this Don Wilson. At any rate, Wilson had the capturing of one's imagination when you hear the beginning like this. Like, who doesn't know exactly what we're talking about? As soon as you hear it, you don't even have to get to this part.
They captured that surf sound.
Oh, they sure did, right.
Wow.
There it is. Use the same theme for the current production. Isn't that this show's been renewed for another year? I think.
Yeah,
they
updated it a little bit, but yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, next up on our birthday list is Roberta Flack. Wish we'd come up with a better. This is her least. I don't like this song.
Wow, what a segue!
At all, never liked this song. Never liked the song. First time ever I saw Your Face, a good song. Feel like Making Love is an even better song. Born in the state, 1939, Roberta Flack is 75 today. Jimmy Merchant, one of Frankie Lyman's teenagers. This will do well, Richie, for the bebop segment. Why Do Fools Fall in Love was number one for them. They also had another song, a follow-up to this, called The ABCs of Love. If you heard it, you'd think it was the same,
That happened a lot back then.
Yeah, it just seems the same track.
There's 40 different versions by 10 different people of the twist.
Of the same, exactly. Same song. Let's see here. We have Mark Spitz's birthdays today. Big
seven gold medals, yeah.
Yeah, a number of those. Mike Yardy, football player. Who do we got next in here? Elizabeth Banks. Oh! She's the one that's in this movie that we saw on the ledge.
Yes.
She's the lead. She's also... Now, I'm trying to figure this out where I've seen her. She's What's-His-Face's wife in 30 Rock. Now, I remember where I'd seen her. And she's Alec Baldwin's wife.
What's her name?
In 30 Rock. Her name on the show is Avery. Her name as an actress is Elizabeth Banks. That's where I'd seen her. Where the heck have I seen this woman before?
Yeah.
Got it?
Whoosh.
Laura Dern's birthday is today. Yeah, she's hot. 28 after on Good Day.
To Kill a Mockingbird and a Very Personal Journey. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Why does he bring you all this stuff?
He's paying me for some legal work I've just bought.
Why does he pay you like this?
That's the only way he can. He has no money.
Is he poor?
Yes.
Are we poor?
We are indeed.
Gregory Peck is the small-town lawyer Atticus Finch, and 10-year-old Mary Badham is his daughter Scout in the 1962 classic To Kill a Mockingbird. Universal is releasing a restored 50th anniversary home video edition of the movie, the story of a principled lawyer's defense of a wrongly accused black man. But the real heart of To Kill a Mockingbird is the tender relationship between Atticus and his daughter Scout. 50 years later, Mary Badham remembers Peck not just as a larger-than-life movie star, but as a man who became her friend and role model for the rest of his life.
He became like my other daddy. He was just wonderful. That relationship stayed through the years. I think there is no better representation of what a father should be than Atticus. That ability to command respect from your children through the person that you are.
Atticus, do you think Boo Radley ever really comes and looks in my window at night?
I told you and Jen to leave those poor people alone. I want you to stay away from their house and stop tormenting them.
Yes, sir.
And there was no greater role model in my book than Gregory Peck to portray Atticus Finch. He had an incredible work ethic. He really encouraged us to read and to expand our education and to reach up to be happy in good family and good friends. We learned all that through him, through example. He just was one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life.
Miss Jean Louise, stand up. Your father's dead.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear, like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with extended over. Still there, our toes all muddy. The first kiss was sweeter than honey.
The conversation mode, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're talking with Chef Louis DeAngelis, Richie and Roberta and I, about Valentine's Day. Now, we have to address what you're preparing or thinking about preparing for dinner, as Louis will give you some ideas that are deliciosus. Is that a word? Deliciosus?
It is now.
Deliciosus. Well,
I'm sure it's in the Doug book.
Is it, is it important to have a meal at home? Can you create a romantic meal at home? Richie, you have two children.
Yep.
I'm wondering, that's not probably going to work on Valentine's Day. Do you have to be single, or you have to get out of the house to have a? How do you have a romantic meal at home if you have children on Valentine's
Day? You don't.
How does that work?
You have a fun one with the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's...
No, you give them some Benadryl.
There's Mother of the Year talking there.
The voice of experience.
That'll knock them out and you have the rest of the evening to yourself. Right. No,
so
don't do that, people. Don't do that.
What we do is we do something on Valentine's Day itself, fun with the kids, stay at home. And then we pick a day, either the weekend before, the weekend after, or a few days before or after Valentine's Day, and we go out and do our thing because we don't like to get caught up in the whole shenanigans. So so we cook something at home with the kids the night of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so what would you, Louis, let's get some suggestions for those who don't have, who do give Benadryl to the kids and put them to bed, or who don't have children. Maybe you're trying to romanticize somebody. There's romanticizing, there's fantasizing, there's all kinds of stuff. What is the, I guess it would depend on what your philosophy of life is. Some people might, I can't imagine finding a steak romantic, having a dinner of steak and potatoes. There's nothing romantic in that.
Well, you know, Doug, you know, I'm not the most romantic guy in the world.
No! Really?
Really?
But really? I've always enjoyed, and you might laugh at first, but there's a lot of thought that goes into this.
I might laugh as we go through it.
No, I make a love pizza for Valentine's.
Love pizza.
Yeah.
Love pizza.
Aww. I take my pizza shell, my dough, and I shape it into a heart.
Yeah.
Now, if you're inclined to just buy a pizza shell, you can always just cut a rounded notch in the top, and now you have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I use sliced tomatoes that I notch out to look like little hearts all over the pizza. I do the same with my round slices of mozzarella cheese. And I do the same thing to little round slices of pepperoni. And it's all covered in hearts that way.
And then you know what he does, Doug?
What's that?
Walks over to the old Victrola and cues up.
It's a nice waltz, though.
So is that how it works at your house, Louis? Come on. Fess up.
I would do it this year, but with the arthritis in my elbow, I can't crank the Victrola up enough to make it play a whole song.
Big problem. All right, so what else?
A romantic dinner to me would be seafood.
Yeah?
Mm. That's what I find romantic.
Aphrodisiac, too, right? Oysters and things?
Yeah.
Well, a nice piece of fish.
Some mussels.
Cooked in parchment paper, on papier, as they call it.
Mussels in butter,
mussels,
Louis.
Or lobster tail.
Ooh.
See, I think seafood just it makes a very romantic dinner because it's light enough. It's not like you're sitting there sawing wood with a fork and a knife, cutting a piece of steak. It's light. It's easy. That's one of the things that I look at. And I think seafood, a nice seafood dinner would be great. And for dessert, think of your heart. Now, I make a little candy treat that's heart healthy. I take almonds and I put them in the food processor and I chop them down real fine. And to that, I mix raisins, a little bit of honey, okay, some cinnamon, which is good for your bloodstream. Some ginger, which is good for after dinner anyway. It's great for your stomach. And I make a little nut log out of that and roll it in the little cocoa powder. And it's a heart-healthy, sweet little treat for after dinner.
Hey, going back to the kids, we did something last night that was kind of fun, and it actually works for Valentine's Day. My daughter loves it when we cut her food. We have these cookie cutter things that are bigger for more like sandwich-sized things. So last night we took wheat bread with some Sargento cheddar cheese and tomatoes and made open-faced grilled cheese sandwiches and then took the heart-shaped cookie cutter and cut her sandwich into a heart with the tomato on top.
Aww.
So it looked like a little red heart.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, she loved it. She loved it.
And who eats the little pieces around the heart?
Of course, Daddy does. That's why Daddy's put on 5 pounds in the last couple of months.
Which is not good for your heart.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all. All right, so heart, and maybe that way to show that you love somebody is to give them a heart-healthy meal under the circumstances. I would think that would make good sense.
Again, that works out with the seafood.
Nothing says love like fiber.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Nothing says loving like something from the oven.
Nothing
21 minutes before the hour. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here in a moment. Some of the must-have appliances that you ought to have available in your kitchen. I don't know whether we should keep Roberta out of this conversation, Richie, or not. I'll let you be the judge.
We'll let her go until she gets out of control.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Chef Louis with us here. Richie and Roberta and Doug on Good Day. TurboTax wants you to shape up your finances. Speaking of shape, the laptop deal, brand new laptop. It will come to you with the preparation software for TurboTax's, all of us find that it's very expensive to pay our accountant. Mr. Brooks is expensive. He's good, but could you get the same help? I probably couldn't because I don't understand all this stuff, but many of you could, and that's why this is such a cool prize. Brand new laptop with the TurboTax Premier preparation software included in it, or one of 20 other prizes could be yours if you go to DougStephan.com. You'll find the deductions. Good. Well, you can find deductions with the TurboTax, but you'll also find the instructions on how to enter and compete in this contest. Go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the TurboTax logo there. You don't have to buy anything, so make sure that your financial situation is in order. You're doing your taxes right, and also at the same time, sign up to win a brand-new laptop computer at DougStephan.com.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more.
all Jockey Men's underwear 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Active Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
Sunday on History. Are you a man or an axe man? If you know how to run a chainsaw, you may be an axe man. If you've dodged a tree or two, you may be an axe man. If you treat your friends like you treat your family,
what the hell is that?
Despite everything, you love your job.
Another day in paradise.
We know the answer. You are an axe man. All new episodes of Axeman, followed by the series premiere of Full Metal Jousting, Sunday at 9, 8 Central on History, made every day.
It's 16 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Richie and I are talking to our weekly guest when it comes to preparing food. Nobody does it better than Chef Louis DeAngelis, whose specialty is saving restaurants. That's what he does, and he's good when it comes to menus, creating things, that sort of stuff. He always has some great ideas to share with you about, in this case, Valentine's Day, a couple of good ideas for dinner that you can prepare that are pretty romantic. Now, let's move over to the things that you must have. You've prepared a list of handy hand appliances that ought to be available in your kitchen. So what are some of the appliances? And is this list changing from year to year, Louis? Do we
pull my checklist out and see how many of these I don't have?
Are appliances that were gifts given to you 20 years ago at an engagement party that sat in a closet all this time. Mm-hmm. And if you start using some of these, not just for what they're intended, but they have side issues for them. Example, one of my favorites is my juicer. Okay, it's not the kind of it's not a squeeze juicer. This is one of those centrifugal juicers, the kind with a little cone that spins real hard, and you feed it down a chute and put your vegetables in it.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Okay, there's a perfect example. We like to make juice. I love carrot juice, for example. So I started using it, and what this does, what a juicer like that does, it not only gives you juice, but it throws the pulp out into a separate hopper.
Yes.
Well, when you make a good, and nowadays, too, remember the Cancer Society has just come out with something about watercress. And watercress is a great thing to add to carrot juice to make it a little more of a peppery flavor, gives it a little bit of body. But watercress, now they're finding out, adds so much alkali to your system that they're trying to isolate the enzyme in it to use it as part of chemotherapy because it just blocks out the growth of cancer cells.
Huh. Hey, Louie, give us a quick tip on the easy way to clean the juicer. Are there any tips for that, or is it just you got to muscle
through it? Apart.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
It is the best thing.
Okay.
But I like to take all of that pulp. You know, I'll take it in the morning and I'll throw carrots, tomatoes, celery, watercress, everything I could imagine. Anything that's laying there that's left over, I have one of instead of a lot of. And I take that pulp and give it a quick chop, and you make the best type of a bread you ever had.
Well, you want the pulp because that's really what the pulp of the fruit is what you want in your system because that's where all of the that's really the significant help comes from when it comes to vitamins, minerals, and that sort of thing. You don't want to throw that away.
No, so you take it and give it a quick chop, and you add it to flour, a little baking soda, baking powder, some eggs. Make yourself a carrot-type cake with all the different nutrients from all of this fiber, all this pulp. Now you've not only made the juice that's going to help you, but you're also going to make a cake. Everybody loves a nice piece of cake, but it's going to be healthy. So the juicer really has such a twofold purpose.
That's what Roberta says all the time. Everybody likes a good piece of cake. I've heard Roberta say that hundreds
indeed.
Of times. Right.
Chocolate.
Yes. N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
And then,
so, all right, so we've got the juicer. What else?
I think a good stand mixer is also so important. Roberta,
KitchenAid.
You got to agree with that.
Oh, I got the KitchenAid mixer, the big one.
Yeah, I've got one that I got a 40-gallon one.
Oof.
It was a restaurant distress sale, and I take this thing home in my pickup truck. And I thought my wife was going to kill me. I mean, this runs off a 220 in the garage.
Oh, my goodness. And what do you do with it? Mix cement in it or something?
I can make shoes.
Takes care of his friends. So I have an old KitchenAid. It must be 40. I actually have two of these, one here in California, one on the farm.
Okay.
It's an old KitchenAid blender.
KitchenAid is good stuff.
Blender or mixer?
Well, it has a little plastic in the bottom. You hit a different, some of it chops and it blends.
Oh, that's a blender. Okay, a blender. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
We're talking about a stand mixer. But, you know, if you're going to go out and buy one, don't get one. You know, spend $40, $50 more and get one that has the accessories port on the front.
Oh, yeah. Like
now,
a KitchenAid.
We call it accessories port. Doug and I would call that a PTO.
Right.
It's a power takeoff unit that you can add accessories to. It's just like on a tractor.
Great ideas.
You can put a sausage stuffer, a cheese grinder.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
put a pasta maker onto it. Yep.
I knew Roberta would add to this conversation. Chef Louie DeAngelis with us, helping us understand how to cook and have fun in the kitchen. It's 48 and actually 49 past the hour.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Details.
The military making some changes to its policy about women serving in combat. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At a Pentagon briefing, the Undersecretary for the Department of Defense, V. Penrod, said that after a thorough review, new rules have been proposed regarding women in the military, rules that will open up thousands of new jobs to women at the battalion level, which would put them closer to the fields of battle.
These positions are in occupational specialties that are currently open to women, to include intelligence and communications.
Other posts would include medics and military police. Now, a female soldier from Texas who made headlines after being taken prisoner in Iraq nearly a decade ago is sounding off on these proposed changes. Former Army Specialist Shoshana Johnson is saying, it's about time.
No matter what job you have in the military, when you're in a war zone, there's always a danger of you being injured, you being killed, or captured. I'm proof of that.
Johnson, along with Private Jessica Lynch and four other soldiers, were captured and held prisoner in March of 2003 when their convoy was ambushed in Iraq. Johnson says these new rules reflect changing attitudes toward women.
I think it's a sign of our society. As women progress, whether it's politics, whether it's business, entertainment, it's going to slowly trickle down to everything else, and now it's finally hitting the military.
And when it comes to drawing a line that prevents women from engaging directly in combat, Johnson makes this important point.
What we should be looking at is not whether these women in combat MOSs, jobs, are going to be injured, but how we as a society treat our women.
Johnson is referring to the fact that women are far more likely to be victimized by fellow soldiers. As for women serving in the military, the Pentagon says over 140 women were killed in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Also, over 800 were wounded in those wars. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Comfortable days, a little snowmaking, and great grooming has made a big difference this week. Leaf was enjoying that in the Berkshires at Berkshire East.
When I'm skiing Berkshire East, I like to warm up with a leisurely cruise round the back of the mountain with the Outback Trail, then hook up with Roundabout. That makes well over a mile of cruising. Then it's fast cruising turns for me on the wide-open Big Chief. At Berkshire East, I'm Leif Erickson.
Big Boulder in the Poconos at 15 trails. They ride until 9 o'clock at night. Blue Knob in Pennsylvania at 20 runs.
Hunter into the Catskills of New York with up over 40 trails with 90% of their terrain open. Heading to the Western Mountains, Arapahoe Basin in Colorado on 45 runs, about half of their trails with softer patch powder snow. Monarch checking out over 60 trails thanks to a touch of fresh snow. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, modest gains for the stock market yesterday, but it was the third straight winning session. The Dow up 7 points, closing at 12,890. S&P up 2, NASDAQ tacking on 11 points. Crude oil prices up $1.13 a barrel, finishing at just under $100. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission did something yesterday it hasn't done in more than 30 years. It approved a new U.S. nuclear power plant and did so over the objections of its chairman. The two new nuclear power reactors will be built in eastern Georgia. It's time to hit the beach. And Los Angeles County does not want to see any more footballs, frisbees, or just about anything else thrown on the beach this summer. County supervisors have approved an ordinance that will fine people up to $1,000 if they cast, toss, throw, kick, or roll any object other than a beach ball or volleyball between Memorial Day and Labor Day. Couple of closing notes. First, a Powerball reminder. Powerball played in 42 states and Washington, D.C., with several rollovers. Tomorrow night's jackpot up to $310 million. Chances of getting all the numbers, one in 175 million. Not bad. And finally, in case you missed it, or even if you didn't, it's worth hearing again. This past Wednesday night, New Orleans Arena, the NBA game between the New Orleans Hornets and Chicago Bulls, comedian Will Ferrell did the introductions of the players, and he made up some trivia tidbits about them. Here's how Will introduced some of the Bulls players.
At forward, number 5, he still lives with his mother, Carlos Boozer.
But wait, he's not done.
At guard, number 1, his favorite movie is The Notebook, Derrick Rose.
As for the hometown Hornet introductions, here's my personal favorite.
At forward, 6'8", from UCLA, he still loves to listen to Bell Biv DeVoe, Trevor Ariza.
Now that alone is worth the price of admission. After the introductions, I wouldn't even need to stay for the game. Well done, Will. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Positive.